God, we ask for your favor. Come and sweep through this place. Oh, we desire you. I just want to be with you, be where you are. Dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you. And I will climb this mountain. And I step off the shore. And I have chosen to follow. Tell me what you want me to do, Lord God. Tell me what you want for my life. It's yours, oh God, it's yours. Do your will, have your way. Be Lord God in this place. Oh, I want your will to be done. And I will climb this mountain. And I step off the shore. And I have chosen to follow.
Thank you, Jesus. Hi, y'all.
Good morning.
I'm here by myself again, then. I just didn't hear that. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. There are some people here this morning. Amen. God's still good. Ain't that right?
Amen.
And all the time, God is good. Ain't that right? Well, Sherry, I had a good time last night. I had an awesome time last night. You guys didn't get to make it. I apologize for that. We had a, well, I do, because there are always things that come up, you know, just the way life is. But we had a good time in God last night. We sure did. We had a wonderful time. Well, now, get ready, God's going to do it again. Get ready, God's going to do it again. Get ready, God's going to do it again. Get ready, God's gonna do it again. With the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went to the fiery furnace were tossed. The king gave the word to turn up the flame. The crowd just gave him up for lost. They said our God is able to deliver us, and that's just what he did. Just like the Hebrew children in the fiery flame, my God's gonna do it again. Get ready.
Get ready, God's gonna do it again.
God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. But God's gonna do it again. Get ready.
I just want to say this, and I know that was an old song, and we didn't have the words up yet because with this new program. But, you know, all these years of singing positive songs, all these years of singing scripture songs, all these years of doing our best to say what the word says, and then one day you're faced with something, and guess what will come out? The word of God. If you fill your mind with negative stuff, if you fill your mind with just things out here in the world, when you're faced with something, guess what's going to come out? What's going to come out is what you see with your eyes, what you hear with your ears, and what you speak with your mouth. Amen. So we praise God that he'll do it again. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He's already done it once, and I've already told Pastor, even though... You know, praise God, he raised him from the dead, that I don't want to go that way no more. Right. Amen.
Brother Glenn, I'm going to turn him down. Thank you. Well, hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all know what? I've not got a lot to say this morning. Shut your mouth. I don't. Hey, you know, sometimes it's like that. Sometimes you need to get up here and do what you're led to do and shut it up and go on about your business. It's just a God thing. But anyway, I remember when I first heard that song we just sang last. Of course, it was right here. And y'all have to understand that a lot I didn't understand when I first come through these doors. But now I do. And a lot of the history that I've seen from that point to now, your understanding is a lot clearer on why people do things the way they did. And
That is to enable us to follow the path more correctly. Amen?
Amen.
But anyway, amen. Let me just go right on. Amen. Okay? All right, guys.
The splendor of the King, worship Him, church, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps Himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at His voice, trembles at His voice. How great is our God. Sing with me,
how great is our God, and all will see how great, how great is our Okay.
is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, we praise you, Jesus.
Well, let's
say
it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
This song became really popular in the year of 2007-2008 range. And the reason I remember it, I probably have sung this song more than any other song and listened to it other than any other Christian song. My granddaughter, Allie, was 4 years old, and she was diagnosed with encephalitis, Epstein-Barr, which is mono. She had mono in her brain. And those who came and prayed with her saw how extremely sick this child was. She was at UK Children's Center for over 5 weeks. And when we left there, the head of pediatric neurology told us to take her home, get her some therapy. But this child, this 4-year-old grandchild of mine that I was raising, who had a wonderful mind, I was told she was going to have a learning disability. And there's nothing wrong with children that have learning disabilities. But I knew that my granddaughter was born for a purpose, and that this wonderful brain God gave her when she was born, Satan was not going to take it away. Mm. Now, she is 13 years old. She still has a spot on her brain. But somehow, but God,
amen.
He has made the pathways clear. She's in the eighth grade. She has made straight A's. She is studying Chinese. She's in the marching band, the jazz band, the orchestra band, and she has recently been accepted into the International Baccalaureate Program, where she will be taking college courses in her high school year. Don't tell me, don't anybody ever tell me how great my God can be.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, yes,
amen.
Yes. Ain't that a wonderful thing? I like
Amen.
This part in this song. It goes, name above all names.
Sing with me how
is worthy
great
of
is
our
God.
Praise.
All will be
and
how
my
great
heart will
how
sing.
Great
how great is our God. Ain't that awesome?
Amen.
Ain't that awesome?
Amen.
I just thank
Amen.
You, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, Jesus. Hold on. Hold on just a moment. Oh, don't worry about that.
I just want to let my church family, whom I love dearly, how great our God is. I want you to take a moment and look at me and see how far he has brought me. He is just awesome. And my church, my lovely family God has put into my life. They have a testimony. Their little boy, where is Isaiah? This baby could have died when he fell 7 feet or 10 feet. Fell 10 feet and hit concrete.
Oh, Jesus.
And a 14-year-old boy fell a lot less feet than that, and he did not make it. But this precious baby, the Lord blessed him to live.
Thank you, Jesus.
With a concussion, they thought that they were going to have to do
Thank
surgery.
You,
no surgery was necessary. These praying parents prayed their baby. Claim his healing in the name of Jesus. There is nothing that our God won't do for his children.
Amen. Amen.
He is great. He is awesome. And he loves us unconditionally.
Yes.
We screw up all the time. I know that I do. But we ask for forgiveness. And we are always in God's grace. Always.
Yes.
And he will watch over his children. He loves us. And I cannot explain to you how he has brought me this far since I lost the love of my life. But he has brought me so far. I'm standing here today because of the grace of God.
Amen.
And not in an institution somewhere. Amen. But he has blessed me. And sometimes I sit and think about how far he's brought me. And it is just awesome.
Amen.
how great our God is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Mm. Amen.
And we are certainly glad to have you with us today.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, ma'am. Would you tell yours too?
Well, how great is our God? Well, we'll tell you. Well, a lot of people already know this story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Back when I was like almost 2 years old, I had a car that ran over me, and I had a depressive skull fracture, and also it ran over Mom when she was pregnant with my sister Becky, because she was trying to scotch the wheels to get me, but it didn't work. It ran over Mom and Becky. But Mom was fine. Becky was born on term, and everything was fine. And with me, they had a little bit more trouble with me. And throughout the years, I had surgeries and different things. And they said, you know, if I did live, I would not live past six. And if I lived past six, I wouldn't be able to walk or talk or do anything. I'd be a vegetable. Well, what I've said years ago was, God made me, instead of a vegetable, he made me a fruit of the Spirit. And there you go. Anyone you want to pick, that's all what we all are. We all have the fruits of the Spirit. We just have to figure it out as we go along. God lets us know. But see, God had a plan. Because, you know, he could have took me on home, and that would have been great with me, too. You know, I would have already been there. But I wouldn't have had Cole. I wouldn't have had Sarah and CJ. I wouldn't even really have known Brother Jerry and Laverne and all of you nice people. See, God just knows what lives touch where and where you got to go. Like Cole says, it's all a puzzle, and you want to be the piece that fits. So you got to stay in God's will to be the piece
Amen.
That fits.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Isn't
that
awesome?
Let me say something more about that. When her family started church here, she was about 8 years old, I think. And she was so fragile. But I can remember when she was in our Christian school here, one day she got bumped and knocked down accidentally, I don't know, during PE or something. But anyway, she got hit and she was knocked down. She missed the next 3 days of school because it jarred her up so bad. I mean, that's how fragile she was. And I think Cole will concur with what I'm getting ready to say. Her family was always concerned about her just making it. The rest of the family was fine. They were just concerned about her even living till adulthood. And God proved them wrong. And bless her and Cole, and she's had some experiences.
Amen.
But God's brought her through them.
Amen.
Well, let me share a little bit about me, how great God is. Ever since I've been acquainted with the Relaford, since I've been married with Miriam, any time a little incident would take place, I'd always hear Nana say, in Jesus' name. She would say that, in Jesus' name. And so anyway, one particular day, I was riding a horse. And I was preparing this horse to race. And so I did what's called a work. And I let her run full out for 3/8 of a mile. Well, at the end of that, I stopped her on the track to turn her around to take her back to the barn. Well, lo and behold, I turned her around, and I guess I went as far as from here to Dad. And no warning or no nothing, this horse just flips over backwards with me. I am a very accomplished rider. I've ridden horses all my life. I've never had a horse just do that deliberate. That's what that was. She knew what she was doing. But anyway, when she got to the pinnacle before she flipped over completely, the first words out of my mouth was, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because I knew we was going over. And that had happened to me before. But I'd always had time to get my feet out of the stirrups, and I'd step to the side, and they'd hit the ground. This time, I didn't have time to do that. But anyway, when I landed on my back, and I was in a fetal position, and I hit first, and then she was coming right on top of me. Well, my instinct was to kick out, and I did that. That's when my back broke. And then she landed on this side of me, and when she went to get up, well, she rolled across me. Again, I said, in Jesus' name. Well, I was laying there on the ground, and I was on my back still, and I managed to roll over on my stomach because I was trying to get comfortable. I could not get up. Only one leg would move. I heard Miriam say, "Where is he at? This horse is up here at the barn. Where is he at?" And then I heard her scream. She saw me laying there in the track, and I couldn't get up. Well, anyway, with that all being said, well, when I went to the emergency room, they did a CAT scan in a dare. They come back into the ER. He gave me a pain shot, and he gave me a prescription of pain medication. Told me that I was free to go home. And when I tried to get up to leave, I stood to my feet. And it had not been for my wife and my cousin, I would have fallen on the floor then. They put me in the car and took me to Taylor County. They did another CAT scan. And I was sitting in a wheelchair. This lady walked in the exam room. She said, "Mr. Hughes, you think you could get up and get on that gurney?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." And so they helped me. And my head did not hit the pillow when I got on my back. She pushed my head down, the nurse did, and said, "Don't you move." And she proceeded to tell me what was wrong and all the bones that was broken in my back. But this is the great thing. This is the great thing. But God. When I got to Louisville and that doctor came in and explained my situation, he said, "Sir," he said, "you're a lucky man." "Oh, yeah, oh, I know that." He said, "If your bones had a crack this way, you would have been paralyzed." Said, "But they didn't." Said, "They cracked this way." That is awesome. But God.
Amen.
But God.
Yes.
I don't know how many people that's ever happened to. Then we went on, and the next time I go back for an examination, they can't see where my back was broken at all.
Amen.
And it's all good. Amen.
Amen.
But God. So, yeah, it's an awesome thing.
How great is
it's
our
an awesome
God.
Thing.
How great is our God.
I have two things. Along with Miss Laverne earlier, she's talking about, you know, in trying times, the Word of God comes out. A few months ago, some of you know, my son's dad left, and I took it really hard. I never thought anything like that would happen. After about a month went by, I was really struggling. And I had some really nasty thoughts. But then I started thinking about a song that Ricardo used to sing, "To Let Go and Let God." And after I started listening to all that, and the song would just play over and over and over in my head, those nasty thoughts went away. I started eating a lot healthier. I started being more active with my kid. I was happier. Things got easier. And I realized how wonderfully great God really is. Not only did he help me get through such a really trying time for me, I mean, some people have it 100 times worse, but sometimes it's the little things that really get to you. And in about, I want to say 5 months, it'll be a full year since my son will has had a seizure as well. And I thank God every day. And I know he's healed. I know he's never going to have one again. But they told me in Louisville that he'll be at least 5 or 6 before they stop. He's 2. He hasn't even turned 3 yet. So I know he's healed. I know he's not going to have one again. He's walking, he's playing, there's no damage. He had a seizure about 6 or 7 months ago. It was 7 minutes long. They told me that if a child or anyone has a seizure longer than 5 minutes, it can be brain damaging. There's no damage. They did a CAT scan, they did a x-rays, everything. He's fine. He fell out of a chair in February, and he could have broke his neck. There was nothing wrong. There was no break. There was not a sprain. There's no concussion. There's nothing. God has worked through my child since day one. I mean, he tried to come early, and God said, nope, it's not time. And there's days where I wish, you know, after everything I went through, when I was pregnant, I thought, I just wish that I would just be put through, you know, my son would just be here already. Because I was in so much pain while I was pregnant. But God said no. And I had a perfectly healthy 6-pound and 11-ounce baby, and I was very happy that he was there. So God is good all the time. And the smallest testimony can make a difference.
Amen.
Amen, sis. That's right. Hallelujah. You know, our testimony is what brings people through these doors, sweetie. Our testimony is what leads people to the Lord. So you are right. You just keep doing that. You share your testimony with people. And also, it helps you feel better. I can promise you that as well. Amen. Well, it's time to take our offering up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord God, I just thank you today for the tithers and the givers of this church, Lord God. I thank you for the workers of this church, Lord God. It's all hand in hand, Lord God, to keep these doors open so that we do have a nice place to worship. And I just thank you for that, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Through you the battle's won. Through you I'm not afraid. Through you the cross is paid. Through you there's victory. Because of you my heart sings, I am free.
It's a good thing. Now, watch out, Grandpa. Don't start. Go ahead, guys. Is it true today that when people pray, cloudless skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true, and I believe it. I'm living for you. Is it true today that when people pray, we'll see dead men rise and the blind set free? Yes, it's true, and I believe it. I'm living for you. I'm gonna be history maker in this land. I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna run in
today that when people pray with the fire of God and the truth in hand, we'll see miracles, we'll see angels sing, we'll see broken hearts making history. Yes, it's true, and we believe it. We're living for you. I'm gonna be a history maker in this land. I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna run into your arms, into your arms. I'm gonna be a history maker in this land. Be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna run into your arms, into your arms, into your arms, into your arms.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to, before we dismiss classes, I just want to say this. We were coming to church this morning. We were listening to American Family Radio, and I don't know who the program was, but they were talking about that in Virginia, they're trying to get laws passed now to where that because church, if they can get it in a law, that church is considered a public place. That if somebody walks in here and the pastor or whoever's up here preaching the word of God and they get offended, that you will be held liable by the law. Now, this is the U.S. of A. And that's why we need to pray that God have his way in people's hearts. I'm not saying that we make laws. I'm saying that the change for America is going to come from people's hearts. When they accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and they see the Bible as the truth and as the word of God. So, you know, it's really, really important that we stay grounded, that our faith is founded on the word of God, yes. And that as things come our way, we compare it to the word of God and not what somebody else says, and that's what we believe. Amen? I mean, you don't need to watch it so much that you get upset, but you need to know what's going on in the U.S. of A. You need to know, and so you know how to pray. God's going to take care of his church. He's going to take care of us. But I want you to know that we take a stand on the word of God here, and it's true. And if it says if it says it is, it is. If it says it isn't, based on the word of God. Amen? I'm going to dismiss classes and turn it over to Pastor Shirley. And
they
we have nursery and preschool and children's church.
Today's the first
day. It's the first day. We just have nursery. That's right. Everybody stays in. Sorry about that. I forgot what the day was.